This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is my longtime friend, Mr. Matthew Turlin. Say hi to everybody, Matthew.
Hey, everybody.
Now, I can't interview Matthew without telling the story that Matthew and I used to work with each other at Blue Parabola, and he had to review my code one time. And he didn't know it was my code, so he popped into the Skype or the Skype channel, and his response was, "Who wrote this shit?" Hopefully, you've gained a little tact since then.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm guessing that probably won't go over well where you're working now. So, which we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But before we talk, I want to talk to you about a project that you started and you've now kind of transitioned in your role. And that's the FergieBot. Which is an IRC bot, P-H-E-R-G-I-E?
That's right.
Okay, just making sure. To give a little history, back in the early days of the Pound PHPC channel, as it was getting busy, we started having several people just fire up bots, and we actually got to the point where we were having bot wars where bots would start responding back and forth to each other, and we said, you know, this is not a good thing. It was funny there for about 10 seconds, and then it's not funny anymore. So we sat down, and we said, well, we can either have one of the existing ones fired up, or we can get one written in PHP. So we asked Matthew, and he agreed to write us one in PHP, and that's how we got FergieBot. Now, you started it, and for a long time, you were Fergie.
It was pretty much, I think it was about 8 years.
Yeah.
Close to there.
And two versions, because I know Fergie 2 is out, right?
Three, actually, no.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been through several different iterations. The first version, let's not even talk about that. But yeah, now I think it's kept up pretty well with the PHP community itself as a whole in terms of standards and trends and such.
Excellent. Now, you have... You've transitioned your role into more of the leadership role. You're not doing the day-to-day coding. Who's taking over the coding for Fergie?
So that's Joe Ferguson and Matthew Trask. I think Joe mostly handles the keeping the actual process up, and then they split the work between them as far as reviewing issues, pull requests, mm-hmm. taking feature suggestions, that sort of thing. I'll suggest, hey, you might try implementing this feature this way or approach this problem that way, but in terms of actually, you know, merging code and making things work, it's all those guys at this point.
Very cool. Now, Emily Stamley's also involved in this, right?
She hangs out on the channel. We actually got her involved at a hackathon at a conference. I want to say it was Tech. So yeah, so she's been she's got at least one plugin that I know of, TableFlip. I think she's working on several others too. So yeah, it's been great to get her involved.
Very cool. What's a lesson you've learned by building an open source project like this?
Well, I would say the lesson probably in that I knew when it was best for me to step back and be able to transition the project over to people who had more time and more opportunity to kind of, you know, take it on.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a lot of time just in terms of managing issues and pull requests and writing code, and it's a lot for one person to take on.
I
have to give a lot of respect to people who do that. You know, BDFLs of projects that are out there now that are still running, people like, you know, Jordi Bojana for Composer and all the major framework maintainers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big task.
Yeah, and the bigger that community gets, the harder that task becomes.
Exactly.
So, well, that's very cool. I want to thank you for the time that you've put in on Fergie. I know a lot of us have gotten a lot of use out of it, and we really appreciate it. I do miss the rules plugin. You know, rule one, rule two.
Yes.
That was my favorite. But if you are in a channel that has FergieBot, go in and just put rule one. And if the plugin is installed, which is my favorite plugin, Fergie will respond. So, but now. You've done all that, but you did all that just as a side project. You've got a day job. Talk to us about your day job, literally where you work.
So I work for a company called When I Work. Yes, it's a little confusing. Don't start the whole who's on first thing. I started there in June of 2015. Mm-hmm. So I was at that point, I think I was kind of looking around. Actually, their director of engineering had approached me about 2 weeks prior. And then I learned after that, the startup that I was working for was going to end up folding. So at that point, I kind of poked him. I was like, hey, you still looking? but they deal with scheduling of hourly employees. The CEO actually used to work in hourly jobs, groceries, retail, that sort of thing. Huh. And most of the time when he'd start up a new job, he'd go, okay, where's the schedule? And someone would point to a piece of paper on the wall. Now, he had the idea back before mobile really blew up, and that was kind of a critical piece of the puzzle. These days, with the software that we build, you can get on a desktop computer, on Android, on iOS, and do things like offer to swap shifts with somebody, drop a shift if you get sick. You know, it sort of automates the whole process. Originally, he aimed it at small and medium-sized businesses because a lot of the software in that space tends to cater to enterprise level, but we're sort of working our way up to that now. The company, I think, has nearly doubled in size in the past year.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're doing pretty well for themselves. And it's been great working with, you know, smart people. The company really takes care of their employees. It's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah, and y'all are actually sponsoring here.
We are. We are a platinum sponsor. Myself and Woody Gilk are speakers. We've got a number of our people here at the conference today.
Yep, very cool. Yeah, I interviewed. I did a talk with all the vendors, and we interviewed the gentleman that's working your booth, who also is a recruiter.
Yes, he is. And I actually only just met him for the first time when I got to the conference because I work remotely for the company. They're based in St. Paul, and we've had a lot of new additions, you know, within the past year or so. So
yeah.
it's been an experience.
Nice guy. And he's one of the recruiters that gives me hope for the recruiting profession.
Yes,
because,
I agree.
He's not one of those who immediately asked me, so you're looking, you know, you got a resume. That's, you know.
Yeah. I'll pull people in just
to
talk to him.
At least 5 minutes before he asked me. So no, I'm just kidding. Matthew, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on Voices of the Elephant and to sit through the technical difficulties we had with the podcast and all of that. Before we go, what's your local user group? What's the URL?
So there's not a PHP user group per se. If I had to pick one, it would probably be GNO Code. I think it's GNOcode.org. Mm-hmm. That's the Greater New Orleans area general sort of developer user group.
Very cool. And are they on Meetup or?
Yeah, they're on Meetup. Okay. So they're pretty easy to find.
Okay. Kathy will dig up the URL and throw it in the show notes so everybody can find it and join you there.
Cool.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us. And you've been a member of the community, as long as I can remember. And I've been here for a while. So I want to thank you for everything that you've done throughout the years. The Fergie, the karaoke, the spitting the White Russians, just everything you've done to contribute to the community. Thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.